One more time now on Inside Agriculture. Farmers and commodity groups, wheat, corn, soybeans, sugar beets, cattlemen, all head to Washington to plead their case, to advocate for their particular line of production. The American Agri-Women recently went to Capitol Hill in June to talk about ag policy with elected officials. Rose Tryon, president of the group, talks about what the trip to D.C. means for her group.
This is our advocacy trip to Washington, D.C. So American Agri-Women has been around. We just celebrated our 50th anniversary. We're a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization. We're the largest women's organization supporting agriculture in the nation.
They had a lot of priorities to talk about.
Probably the main one is getting a farm bill so farmers have some certainty. The other one is our Fix Our Forest Act. We really need to work on forest management to try to get rid of some of these huge fires that are happening. The other one that we have is protecting private property rights in the budget reconciliation bill. Ag labor is also another one for us. So there's a plethora.
Are they getting a sense of optimism from lawmakers about a farm bill being done this year?
You know, we certainly hope so. I think, you know, sometimes as farmers, we get so frustrated because it feels like Congress is broken, right? And every time we have an administration, depending on who's coming in or going out, it just feels like this huge pendulum swing. So I think at some point our country just really needs to level that out a little, and hopefully maybe that's going to happen now. We're hoping that a farm bill gets done. It really needs to be done sooner rather than later, because we need the certainty in agriculture to know how to move forward with our crops.
Farm labor, an issue that never seems to go away.
We had a great conversation with the Secretary of Labor today. She was so generous, and you know, we spent quite a bit of time with her, and we really talked about some potential fixes for the H-2A program. It's kind of broken. We need to be able to fix it. We're finding now that there's strict rules with agriculture laborers that come in. Most of them come in legally. We don't have that issue, but we need to be able to have them re-up their permits and their visas and things like that, and sometimes they can really get stuck in the system. And then those are the ones that have an overstay, or they end up getting lapsed, and they really get caught in the middle.
Again, Rose Tryon of the American Agri-Women. Regarding the Big Beautiful Bill, Amy Klobuchar, ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, commented on the Senate parliamentarians' advice that the agriculture, nutrition, and forestry provisions of the Republican reconciliation bill violate the Senate's Byrd rule. Like cost shifts to states, the parliamentarian made clear that Senate Republicans cannot use their partisan budget to shift major nutrition assistance to the states. She said Republicans should work with Democrats to lower costs for all Americans. And that's Inside Agriculture on this Tuesday morning. I'm Mick Kerr. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here.